So the application process, you submit your the easy part was just getting the information to submit. So I had to submit my transcripts and whatnot. I'll tell you, at the time it didn't feel easy, but in retrospect, that was the easy part. The bureaucracy of it felt really intimidating. At every step, it felt like if you messed up, then you were gonna sabotage yourself in some way. It was surprisingly an extremely emotional experience because you just, without having other people to help you with the process, it can feel really overwhelming. I was the first person in my family to graduate high school, so nobody in my immediate family had gone to university, and most of my extended family. So I didn't really, although it was very interesting because although a lot of my friends who I'd gone to high school with had gone on to do university, I didn't really feel like I could or that I had the ability to or whatnot. So it felt very outside of my, it felt very foreign. It felt very foreign. And so there was a few steps that had to take place. So you had to put in your transcripts, and then they sent you an application package, and you had to write a personal, I think it was called a personal statement or a personal letter. And so there was a few questions you had to answer, and that was, I remember having to write that, and it felt, I had a friend who was visiting, I was living on Vancouver Island at that point, and I had a friend who was visiting from Vancouver. And I had to get it in, and I had to get it in by Sunday night. And I remember Saturday in the day standing, and I was crying and saying, I just can't get it done. I don't know how to write this down. I have no idea what they want me to say. And he stood there and said, well, just tell me what you want to say. And so I was able to say some things out loud, and just as I was standing and talking, he actually wrote down what I said out loud and kind of put it into bullet points of like three sections or three different bullet points and just said, here, you have your letter. Like, there it is. You've just said everything that you want to say. Like, take that and put it into something. So that was really, it was really helpful. I don't know how maybe I would have gotten it done if he wasn't there, but that was really great. And then I had a telephone interview. And I had to do a telephone interview to get into the program, and then after that, they offered me a spot in the program. So I was I think even then I was quite unaware of how competitive the program was and still is. So I'm not sure. I always say this, and I really believe it, that I'm not sure I would have gotten into the program if I'd actually come in person to the interviews, because I think I would have been. I don't know. I think I would have been far too nervous to actually be able to answer any questions. And being on the phone gave that little bit of extra distance to be able to compose myself if I needed to, or calm myself down before I had to answer them. So